I have already read at the beginning of the service our main text for today from Malachi 3, 1 through 4, and that is where we will return in just a few moments. But a text that I wanted to add to that today in thinking of the coming in partial fulfillment at the first advent and in complete fulfillment in the second coming of Christ. And who can endure the day of His coming? Who can stand when He appears? For He, Christ, the Messiah, is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purify of silver, and He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And then in rejoicing in His first coming, as a babe born of a young Jewish virgin named Mary, and looking forward to the second coming, if you are physically able, I would like to read from Matthew 24, 36 through 44, and I ask you to stand with me if you are able to do so in honor and reverence of reading of God's Word and rejoicing in this glorious day. Matthew chapter 24, and I will begin in verse 36 through 44. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Hear the words today of the Lord, and may God bless the reading of His Word today. You may be seated. Prepare us today, O God. Prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, prepare our bodies for this day. Reveal the glory of Yourself in that day to us, that we may even have the faith to comprehend it, and refine us today, O Lord. In Christ's name, amen. You know, if you don't know something that you desperately need to know, it's insane and it's even wrong not to ask questions, right? I have a bad habit of always starting when I'm getting ready to ask a question. Well, this is a dumb question, but... And a lot of people say it's not dumb if you don't know and you need to know. And that's true. It's really not only wrong, but as I said, it is insane to need to know vital information and not ask questions. And for the most part, you know, we are not a people that do not inquire into matters with questions. The problem is many times is we don't ask the right questions. We don't think twice, if you will, and we don't ponder and meditate. We don't critically think like most men once did. We've got to ask the right question. Malachi, which that name means my messenger. It's a small minor prophet book, and it's filled with good questions. It's filled with the right questions. Malachi, in this book, is asking many questions, and he works as an arbiter between God and His people. And there's 22 questions in just 55 verses. And in these questions, he is warning the people of Israel, the Hebrew people, of their present spiritual condition. And he's warning them and admonishing them in the return of the Lord. You see, Solomon's temple had been destroyed, and God's people had been taken into Babylonian captivity under Nebuchadnezzar, and a remnant returned. And then Zerubbabel, with a remnant, they rebuilt the second temple in Jerusalem. And then, if you remember, Ezra and Nehemiah also came, and Nehemiah built the walls. And now you're probably looking at approximately around a century since this has happened. And there was a great, if you will, reformation, but it just doesn't last long with us. You see, the truth is, no matter how great the revival, even in our days, we tend to eventually go backwards if we're not careful. Now, every great spiritual awakening, it has its beginning, it has its peak, and it has its end. Every great revival. And that's why it is so important that God's people stay on task, stay worshiping. Because we do, if you will, allow this terminology and understand what I'm trying to say, we do corrupt the system at every level, at some point. And then there's need for reformation in the church, if you will, revival. And eventually we corrupt the system, and then we need revival. It's just this swinging pendulum. And that's where they were. 100 years, you know, that's not a long time in the history. It doesn't take us long to mess things up either, amen? I mean, it doesn't me. And the people now, approximately this 100 years, they had returned, the remnant had returned, they were back in Jerusalem, and the temple had been rebuilt, and the walls had been rebuilt, and now they thought they were doing well, but because they were offering sacrifices and so on. But here through the prophet Malachi's letting them know, guys, you're going through the motions, and you're not worshiping God. There's hollowness and shallowness in your service. And there's so many great questions here. And you look in before verse 17, he says, you have wearied the Lord with your words. And they didn't get it. And they said, well, how have we wearied the Lord? We're doing the stuff. How have we wearied the Lord? By saying that everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and He delights in them. So what they're saying is, they thought like many of us today. Listen to me. There's no difference between them and us today. I mean, I can't tell you the times we've seen people, or I've seen people, even growing up in a pastor's home, somebody comes to church, they go through a hard spot, and they come to church for a few weeks. And that's usually about all it is, at most. A few weeks. And then when things still don't get better, this is what they say. I don't understand. I am doing better. I've been coming to church. I've been giving. That's kind of where they were. Hey, we returned. We're back in Jerusalem. Why isn't things like it was in the days of David? And why are wrongdoers still excelling? Where's God's justice? Is God bless those who do evil? And don't we ask the same question sometimes? If God's good, this wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen. And they even said, where is the God of justice? And they still didn't get it. They were wearying the Lord with these ignorant questions. Why aren't good things happening to us now? I mean, we're here. We returned. We're doing the steps. Where is God? Where is His justice? And in chapter 3:1, The Spirit of God speaks through the prophet Malachi, the messenger, and he says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me." And here, this is prophecy pointing to John the Baptist, who would go before the Messiah, who would point his finger to Jesus Christ and say, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." He was the king's heralder, if you will. And it says, "And the Lord," first would come John, and then it said, "The Lord, Yahweh, whom you seek, whom you're waiting for this justice, waiting for the promise to be fulfilled, the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple." And the Lord would not go to Solomon's temple. It was destroyed by now. He would not come to Zerubbabel's temple. And he would come as a baby into Herod's temple. But beloved, it will not be Herod's temple, because it has been destroyed too. But one day the Lord Jesus Christ will return into his temple, the holy temple of God, in the New Jerusalem. And the messenger of the covenant, that's Jesus Christ. He came as the messenger of this agreement between God and man. "I will be the Messiah. I am He. I will restore you. I will redeem you. I will refine you. I am the messenger of the agreement between God the Father and fallen mankind. No one will go into the Father except by me, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord." And he did come as promised. He came in the form of a baby. God put on human flesh, born of a virgin, laid in a manger. He walked among us. And as the great refiner's fire, he recognized that the religion of his day and ours was hollow. Without substance, it had become man contaminated. And he revealed truth. The truth of heaven, the truth of God, the truth of redemption. "I am he. I have come." Beloved, how rejoicing. And this is what the world did when the refiner walked upon the shores of Galilee and spoke truth to them. They hated him for it, because it revealed their impurities so greatly. They hated him for it, and they delighted in hanging him on a tree. And of course, that was God's purposed and sovereign will, as they believed they were killing Jesus. God was using his son to shed his blood and be the sacrifice that would redeem lost man. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, we rejoice this time of year, but every day of our life, that he has come. That God visited us. The messenger of the covenant came, and he revealed truth. And he revealed himself, and he revealed his glory. In John 1 and 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. And he was full of grace, and he was full of truth." The world has forever been changed since Jesus Christ visited us. Oh, beloved, but this coming was only a partial fulfillment. It was a part of redemption's plan. It is not done. It is not completed. Now it is in God's eyes, because God does not fail. But still, we are walking by faith, and we are living in a cursed and fallen world, and we are dealing with our own carnal flesh. We await the fulfillment of the promise for the second advent of Jesus Christ, the return, and He is coming. And as we read in Matthew 24, what we must do is be awake, be ready. In Malachi 3:2 it says, Malachi asked a wonderful question. All right. And this is Waco talk here. Malachi speaks and he says, okay, so you want God's justice? You think God's not fair? You're really waiting for Him to come? Well, beloved, God's justice is coming. But I have a question for you, as the prophet would ask. When He comes, who can endure that day, and who is going to be pure and blameless to stand before Him at His coming? That question is still as relevant today, and it's powerful. All of us, we say we're ready. We're calling. Hey, we're doing the stuff. We're here at church on Sunday morning. We've got the tree lit. We're here. We're doing it. When are You coming? When are You going to make things right? And the question is, who can endure it when He comes? Because Malachi is saying, all right, yeah, He's coming, but it might not be what you expect. Because when He comes, He is like a refiner's fire. He takes the metal and He burns it. And He burns away the wickedness and the evil and the impurities. He's like a launderer's soap with lye. He scrubs and washes white as snow. Now, we like that, but what we're saying there is when Christ comes, He's going to make things, all things new again. And that means He's going to do away with wickedness and evil. So my question is, who can stand in that day? Who can endure the day of His coming? Who can stand when He appears? For He is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi. That was one of the complaints Malachi had. The priesthood had become so corrupt in that day. Beloved, let us not think that the church, and especially the American church, is not corrupt today. Let us not be so naive. But when God burns away the dross and the impurities, and when He washes, then His people will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. And it will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old. When Christ comes, He will restore and refine the heavens and the earth, and He will remove all the ungodliness. And let us not be like sometimes we are on a Sunday morning when we've sat through a service, and instead of questioning ourselves, we think the whole time, I wish so-and-so would have heard that. I wish they'd have been here for that one. And the whole service was useless unto us because we did not hear what God had for us because we were wanting somebody else to get it. You know, that's going to be like the day of His coming. And many times we do get excited and yes, it is worth celebrating. A lot of times in church, I can't wait till Christ comes. Does away with all the evil, but let's not forget ours in the process. So I don't know about you, but I still need a lot of refining. there's still a lot of dross and impurity in my life. So the question is still pertinent for me and each one sitting in these pews today. Yeah, he's coming. He came once. He's coming again. When he comes, who's going to endure that day? Who's going to stand? You see, we ask this question, and there's nothing wrong with this question. I'm just using it as an example. This time of year, what's a big question we ask? We often ask people that we know. We run into them at the mall or wherever, the supermarket, and we say, are you ready for Christmas? And what we mean by that is, do you have presents selected? Are they wrapped? Do you have the groceries in for the family event? You know, are you excited about family? Are you ready for Christmas? And we'll ask that. I'll ask it this month too. There's nothing wrong with asking that question, but we mean the season and the festivities and all the things that go along it. But beloved, what the church needs to ask itself really is not, are you ready for Christmas, but are we ready for Christ? Who can stand in that day? You see, we're not so different from the people that Malachi wrote to. I think Daniel and I were talking this week, and you want to get some good amens, and should be, we'll talk about judgment and the Lord's coming. Amen. We can't wait for it. That's true. But we're not so different from the people that Malachi wrote to. You see, we say we want God to come. They were saying that. Where is the God of justice? We're waiting. They weren't ready for his coming. They had contaminated God's covenant. Impure in their motives and heart. Lackadaisical in their devotions. They were just going through the motions. When's God coming? Oh, he's coming. Are you going to be able to stand in that day is the question. We're not so different. We're not so different. Even so, come Lord Jesus, as long as nothing has to change in my life. See, the truth is we do not always desire the change and pain it takes to prepare for purification. Come Lord Jesus, as long as I can live the way I want. Come, Lord Jesus, as long as I can still live in my sin. Take care of everybody else. But as long as nobody sits in my pew or parks in my spot, come, Lord Jesus. We're not so different. We're not different at all. Where's the God of justice? Come. And we're not ready ourselves. Yes, Christ is going to complete his work. And it is his work. It's his work. And therefore, he will not fail. He will complete redemption's work in that great day. That's his work. But in the meantime, we need to ask ourselves some questions like Malachi posed questions to the people of that day. What in my life needs to be refined and cleansed and purified in preparation for the Lord's coming? Because who can stand in that day? This Christmas, what in your life needs to be purified? What dross and impurities need to be burned away by the refiner's hand upon your life? Let's put it even simpler. What needs to change in my life that I might actually live in a proper relationship with the Messiah who came, who died, who rose, who ascended, and is coming again? Lord Jesus, we long to be perfectly whole. We want you forever to ransom our soul. Today, break down every idol. Cast out every foe. Wash us whiter than snow. God, may you refine even more today. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed our service and invite you to return to our website and listen to the numerous other podcasts we have posted. If you would like to join us in person, service times and location are listed on our homepage. Thank you for listening.